That was Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy with Michael forgetting the lyrics, right?
Forgetting the lyrics, yeah.
Well, you've only been on tour for what? How long now?
3 months.
Still forgetting the lyrics.
4 months.
And that song's been around for a long time.
It happens on these occasions. That's what live shows are all about.
That's it.
And even though this actually, the show goes out October, we are doing this live. And you just finished the tour, right, with Arrested Development.
Yep, we're out with Arrested for about a month, I guess, yeah.
I mean, that's it for me was such a, I mean, not that I saw the show with you on it because when I saw them, you weren't playing with them.
Mm-hmm.
But just such a good balance, the two bands. Because for me, the things that you and also Speech from Arrested talk about are very similar in content.
Yeah. Both of us are trying to encourage people to think, you know, and also to feel within the music, you know. And that's what we, you know, I had a lot of talks with Speech when we were out and we always hope that at the end of the day, people have more questions than answers after listening to what.
Yeah, because a lot of them are. I mean, a lot of the stuff that you do and also Arrested do are questions at you know what's going on right now in America, especially for African Americans. I think because
right.
One of the tracks that you did, which was Television, which I Television is it's like religion being the opiate of the masses.
Right.
It's the drug of America, basically.
Right.
And kind of was similar to, for me, what Speech was saying in Fishing for Religion as well, when he's, whether you agree with that song or not, but it was interesting, him kind of not being happy with the Baptist church and stuff, and you actually taking that and saying, well, TV is tending to control too much and people aren't thinking anymore, they're just looking at stuff, and it's not providing any answers.
Yeah, television is, well, it's a passive thing, you know, it's not something that's interactive, it's not like reading a book or having a conversation with somebody. And the thing about television is that it's controlled by such a few group of people that you're only getting a very narrow perspective of what's going on, you know, and you're not going to see a program about saving the rainforest that's sponsored by Weyerhaeuser Paper Company, you know.
No. And also too much politics, I mean, which obviously you see a lot more now with, I mean, when this show goes out, obviously it'll be up just a month ahead of the election, and you're seeing politics control most of TV at the moment,
right?
Depending on who's financing what, you know?
Exactly, yeah. And if you look at like when the primaries begin, you could just look at who has the most money, which is Clinton, and he's the guy who won. You know, it's almost like you can just predict it from.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens because I don't know if money's going to control it when the actual real election
when the thing
happens.
Comes down, yeah. Who knows?
Who can tell?
That's up to. Who can sling the most mud, I guess.
Well, that looks, it's going to be dirt slinging all the way down to the line, I think, and it depends on who gets away with it more than anyone else. But hopefully in the end, people are actually going to vote for, you know, the thing I always wondered about and always, you know, really annoyed me, which happens in England, also happens here, is like tactical voting, which means people actually don't vote for someone, they're just voting against someone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think the main reason at the moment Clinton's so far ahead is people hate what Bush is doing.
Right.
Not that they agree with what he's doing, particularly, you know. It's just we need something new, we need some change.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that's how, I mean, I'm not a Clinton supporter. I support George Clinton.
Right. But I can get into that.
But, in terms of what's happening with the election, you know, it's like for me and for a lot of other African-American people, it's very difficult to get behind, you know, the Clinton ticket, especially with Tipper Gore and Al Gore on it.
Yeah.
But
Tipper more than Al Gore, probably.
But in terms of what's happening in this country, you know, we have to look first of all, we all have to register because there's a lot more things than just the presidential election. A lot of times the presidential election becomes a smokescreen for all the other offices of Congress and city officials who, you know, for me being a father, there's a lot of things that affect me in terms of my son's child care, in terms of his schooling, that are local things. And a lot of times I see people saying, I'm not going to vote because I don't want to vote in the presidential race. And I'm like, well, there's a lot of other issues that are out there for you to vote for. And also if you would have liked to have been on the jury for the Rodney King trial, you have to be a registered voter to be.
Exactly. And if you want to change the system, you've got to really become part of it in the first place. And also interesting thing that most, you know, voters are over 35 years old. And the whole thing is to encourage, and this is a college radio show, to encourage people that are eligible to vote to go register to vote.
Right.
And at least, you know, at least then you can't complain that if something goes wrong later, you did your bit.
And it doesn't mean that you can't go do the other things. It doesn't mean you can't protest. It doesn't mean that... If the time comes, you can't, you know.
If you're going to spend that time to riot, then you should spend that time to vote.
Yeah. Absolutely. Let's get back into some music.
All right.
Getting overly serious, but we're enjoying it.
Well, let's do a kind of a more serious tune to get even more serious.
We're going to get even more and more serious.
But this is, you know, this is one of the issues that's been in the election lately has been this thing, a whole thing of family values and of like the government mandating people's sexuality and particularly against the gay community. There's been like a lot of gay bashing going on in the elections, and this is a song that is sort of about that issue of gay bashing. And we just like to always put out the fact that within the hip-hop community, which I feel it's been wrongly accused of being homophobic, because it's not any more homophobic than heavy metal or the nightly news or politicians, that we, you know, there's a lot of people who have begun to realize that the real moral issue of the 1990s is not who we choose to love, but do we choose to love? And so